Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi.
Shabbat Barak. Thank you, Victor. I want to thank our member, Mr. Saul Mizrahi. He bought me some gadgets today to hold up the phone so we don't have too many more Zoom accidents. And he gave me something to hold the iPad over here also, so maybe I could look at both machines at the same time, and more or less it'll be a little easier for our listeners and our viewers. So I want to thank Mr. Saul Mizrahi. God bless him. Long life and health and all success. And anybody that drops off a gift to the rabbi will get a shout out. So maybe you should take that to heart. All right, Rabotai. We're learning Haftarat Aharemot Kedoshim. Aharemot Kedoshim, the custom of the Sfaradim is to read Haftarat Kedoshim. And the custom of the Sfaradim and Haftarat Kedoshim is to read the book of Yehezkel, and it's chapter Chaf, chapter 20, and it's Pesukim Aleph Techaf. So if you have it in your Chumashim, you'll see the Haftarah after the second parasha, and it's the second Haftarah, because the Ashkenazim, they have their own Haftarah that they read according to their custom. Our Haftarah today is Yehezkel Chaf, 20 Pesukim we're going to learn. The connection, that's always the thing we have to look for first, the connection between the Haftarah and the Parashah. In this case, it's easy. Parashat Kedushim mentions the Shabbat. Ve'et Shabbatotai Tishmoru. And you'll see in the Haftarah, the prophet Yehezkel rebukes the Jewish people on their delinquency in keeping the Shabbat, and the Navi talks about the importance of how God gave us the Shabbat as a gift and why it's so important to fulfill it. So the Haftarah clearly is the Shabbat connection between Parashah and Haftarah. That's the first thing. The background is that the prophet Yehezkel is approached by the Zekenim. The Zekenim, the Gemara says, are Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the Tzadikim. And they're praying to, or they're telling Yehezkel, listen, you think we could pray and maybe God will not destroy Yerushalayim. Maybe God will suspend the Gezerah and not send the Jewish people into Galut. And the prophet comes along and says, the behavior is only going to be changed if they make teshuvah, and as long as they don't make teshuvah, they don't stand a chance. And it's a very, very strong haftarah of rebuke of the prophet Yehezkel that's prophesizing in the name of God to the zikanim that came for aid. And the prophet says, God is fed up with the Jewish people, basically. So let's start. Our custom also was to start from the second pasuk. But the first pasuk actually tells us the date that this prophecy happened. It happened in the fifth month, which is the month of Av. That's the month of Pur'anut. And it happens on the 10th day of Av. So right after Tisha B'Av. And the Navi begins, Vayhi devar Adonai Elai Lemor. Yehezkel is talking, and the word of God came to me. Ben Adam, that's how God refers to Yehezkel. Ben Adam, Daber el Ziknei Yisrael, go speak to those Zikenim, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Ve'amarta Alehem, and go tell them, Ko Amar Adonai Elohim, so says the Lord, so says God, Halidrosh oti atem ba'im. Are you coming to pray? Pray for the sinners? Is that what you think is going to happen? That you're going to pray for the sinners and then I'm just going to forget about all the avarot? He says, Halidrosh oti atem ba'im hayani. God makes a shibu'ah. Im idaresh lachem. if I will answer your prayers. It's almost if God makes a shivu'ah, hay'ani, im iddaresh lechem. I will not answer your prayers. Ne'um Adonai Elohim, so says God. Hatishpot otam, if you want to go and judge them, the people, Hatishpot ben Adam, et to'avot avotam hodi'am. When you go judge them, don't only judge them for what they're doing, but when the Jewish people sin, the Hachamim tells us it arouses the sins of the previous generations as well. And therefore this Haftarah is famously known as the Haftarah of Hatishpot, Hatishpot, which means it's a double judgment. God says, I'm judging the generation for what they did, and that's going to arouse the judgments against what the previous generations did as well. Hatishpot otam, hatishpot ben adam, b'to'avat avotam. Go tell them that they're going to be punished for both. Va'amarta alehim. And you're going to tell them. Ko amar Hashem. Ko amar Adonai Elohim. Biyom bachori b'Yisrael. When I chose the Jewish people back in Mitzrayim. Va'esa yadi. I made a shivu'ah to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Lezera bet Yaakov, to the seeds, to the descendants of Yaakov. God is saying, I promised that I was going to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. Ve'ivada' lahem. I appeared to them. I sent them the prophets. I sent them Moshe. I sent them Aharon. I sent them Miriam. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'esai adi lahem. And I made another shivu'ah. Lemor, ani Adonai Elohechem, that I promise them that I will be their God and that I'm going to redeem them. Bayomahu, that day that I made that promise, Nasati Yadi Lahem, I made another Shivu'ah. Lehotzi'am me'eretz Mitzrayim. So there's three things that God promised. Number one, He promised to make good on the Shivu'ah that He made to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. He promised to send them Nevi'im in order to communicate to them, and He promised and vowed to take them out of Mitzrayim. El Eretz Asher Tarti Lahem, the land that I searched for them, which is Eretz Yisrael. Zavat Halav Udvash, the land of flowing milk and honey. Tzevi Hi Lechol Ha'aratzot. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Sevi. Sevi hi lechol ha'aratzot. Why is Eretz Yisrael called Sevi? Different explanations are given here. One explanation is because the Gemara says that the skin of a deer stretches. If you ever skin a deer, so when you skin it off the animal, it contracts. But on the animal itself, you say, how could a piece of skin this big fit the animal? It's one of the wonders. The skin itself expands over the animal. So Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Sevi. It's the land that expands. When the Jewish people are on it, it gets bigger. There's room for everybody. And when the Jewish people come in to go into Galut, the land contracts. That's one explanation. But there's another interpretation that I saw brought down from Rabbi Moshe David Wali in his interpretation to Yechezkel. And he says, Tzeviyu lechol ha'aratzot. He says, because all the shefa, all the beracha that God sends down to the world, it goes through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the main pipe. And from Eretz Yisrael, everything comes. So he writes, Uma gam shehashefa ha'elyon nimshach biyosher al ha'aretz. It comes straight down to Eretz Yisrael. Umimena ratz katzevi lehitpashet bechol she'ar ha'aratzot. It runs like a deer. You know, the deer is very, very swift. So therefore it's called Eretz Sevi, because the flow of kedusha, the flow of hashpa'ah, flows and runs like a deer. Ratz katzevi, from Eretz Yisrael to Shara Aratzot. Furthermore, he says that in Eretz Yisrael, that's the main place where the Shekhinah rests. We all know, and we've been learning, that the Shekhinah is God's presence on earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ahatan, and the Shekhinah is called the Kala, and there's a connection between them. And when the connection is strong between Kucha Verichu Shkinte, like we say, when the connection is strong, then there's great joy in Klal Yisrael. Because when the Shekhinah is being nourished correctly, it directly affects the Jewish people's situation. And Rabbi Moshe David Wali says something beautiful. That at a wedding, we say to the Hatan that it's a time of Sahala V'Sameha. Sahala means happy. Sahala. So he says, if you take the Rashi Tevot of these words, Tzvi, He, Lechol Ha'aratzot, Rashi Tevot Sahola. To come and say that in Eretz Yisrael, you have the real Simchat Hatan V'Kala. Sahala V'Sameha. You have the real Zivug, the real connection in Eretz Yisrael. And from there, it trickles down to all the other Aratzot. So God is saying, I chose you, I took you from Eretz Mitzrayim, va'omar alehem, but I gave you one condition. I gave you the condition, ish shekutze enav hashlichu. I told you that everybody must throw away the avodah zaraz that they have. It seems in Mitzrayim the Jews were attracted to the avodah zarah. We know that. Because when the Jews left, if you remember, what did God tell them? Mishechu ukru lachem tzon. Mishechu simply means draw. Mishechu, draw the sheep. But the Gemara says, Mishechu yedehem min avodah zarah. Pull your hands away from the avodah zarah and go take a sheep and bring it as a korban. The Jews were involved in Avodah Zarah. So God says, Va'omar lem, I sent you a message from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon. Ish shikutze enav hashlichu. Everybody throw away their shikut. Shikut is disgusting, their abominable Avodah Zarah. U'begilule Mitzrayim al tetama'u. And move away and don't contaminate yourself with the abominations of Egypt. Ani Adonai Elohechem. And now God says, and what did you do? Vayamru bi. You rebelled against me. In Mitzrayim. Velo avu lishmoa elai. Now to me this is unbelievable history. I didn't know this history. Hear God saying, in Egypt I told you to stop doing the Avodah Zarah and you didn't listen. Ish et shikutze enehem lo eshlichu. They didn't throw away the Avodah Zarah. Ved gilule Mitzrayim lo azabu. And they didn't leave it. Va'omar. So God says, I thought. This is va'omar. Doesn't mean he said. It means he thought. Lishpoch hamati alehem. I decided in my thought to pour my anger on them. Lechalot api bahem. To finish my anger on them. Betoch eretz Mitzrayim. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And there was a certain moment in Egypt where God got so fed up with Klal Yisrael that he was resolved to destroy Klal Yisrael. I know it happened by the Egel. By the Egel, God told Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me and I'll destroy them in a second. We know that moment. But the Nabi is telling us over here that there was a moment in Mitzrayim that God said, I told you to put away the Avodah Zarah. I told you to stop following the Shikutzim and the Gilulim of Mitzrayim. And you didn't listen. Vayamru, you rebelled. And I thought in my mind, Rabbi Moshe David Wali says, it's only a thought, because if he would have said it, the Midat Hadin would have done it. So Va'omar meaning b'machshava. So the Midat Hadin wasn't able to yet take hold of it. So why didn't God destroy us? There's a very interesting Abarbanel over here. Now Abarbanel writes that the Jewish people were supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years. That's what it says by Avraham Avinu. Va'abadum ve'inu otam arba me'ot shana. But the Pasuk says, how many years were they actually in Egypt? 430. That's the way the Torah calculates it. Umoshav b'nei Yisrael asher ayu b'mitzrayim shiloshim shana v'arba me'ot shana. 430 years. So he says, where's the extra 30? He says, because after 400 years, God didn't want to take them out. Because they were doing Avodah Zarah still, and Borei Olam said, I can't take them out yet. And therefore they needed an extra 30 years before they were able to be zocher to a certain degree to be taken out. I have to read you that Lashon, because these are Hiddushim over here. He writes, Lefi Shebetom ha'arba me'ot shana mahagalut, when the 400 years of the Galut finished, Nasa Hashem yado lahem b'hiyotam b'galut l'otziyam meres Mitzrayim. So God wanted to take them out after 400 years. Ve'az siva otam, and he told them, Ish shikutze enav ashlichu, throw away Avodah Zarah and you'll leave. Ve'kasher maru, but they rebelled. Ve'atzibu et ruach kodcho, and they upset God. Lo hayu re'uim l'geula. Ve'nit'arech alehem ha'galut shloshim shana. And what happened after shloshim shana? Another 30 years. Ad shenitz'aku el Hashem min ha'avodah. They cried out to God. And according to the Mefarshim, when God finally answered them, it wasn't that they had zechut. It came from what we call enapikiha. Enapikiha means from a place that God does what he wants, not because of zechuyot. God did it because he wanted to do it, not because they earned it. So he says, Va'as, I did it. I acted. Lema'an shemi. You know why I redeemed you from Egypt? For my name. God says my name was on the line. I was worried about my reputation. Why? Lebilti hehel le'enei haguyim asher hem abetocham. So my name should not become disgraced amongst the nation that you were there. Because all the Mitzriim, they knew